What's going on, my friends? Dr. Bruce back in the house here for another edition of the Solopreneur Movement Podcast. Every week, I try to come into your life with something that I believe will move the needle for you as a solopreneur. A solopreneur is in charge of your sales, your service, your marketing, and of course, all of this is a mindset. And we're at the end of the year. As of Wednesday, November 19th, we have exactly 6 weeks left, which equates into 42 days. And so I want to propose this 42-day challenge to you because we're at the time of the year where Thanksgiving is coming up, and then followed by that is December, which means holidays, all the different things that come with the holidays, right? The parties and the stressors and the presents and the travel and, you know, all these different types of things. And I am very much a believer in staying in rhythm and routine, especially when other people are not, right? Staying motivated, especially when other people are not. And even if we can just do half of the productivity of other people, that is 2x, that's a multiplier. And that's really going to set you up for the end of the year going into the new year, right? New year, new me. We all start out with good intentions. And so imagine sprinting into the new year with so much different progress compared to other people, all right? And not to say we want to compare ourselves to other people, but the reality is we do want to be the best version of ourselves, all right? So this 42-day challenge, you know, when you really think about the, you know, the holiday season, again, like you're getting pulled in all these different directions, you're trying to make everybody happy. If you try to make everybody happy, you're guaranteed to be unhappy. And so, yeah, I want you to go out. I want you to have fun. I want you to spend family time and family and friends time and all that kind of stuff. But I also want you to understand that we reset at zero every single day. And so I want you to really try to stay in rhythm and routine. And I'm going to teach you my 4-hour workday here in a couple minutes, but you know, just sticking to the theme or the concept of a boot camp, right? So when I launched 90 Day Sales Manager, it really is a 90 Day Sales Boot Camp for salespeople in commoditized industries such as real estate, mortgage, title, insurance, finance, and all these different other industries. And so that was the whole thought process: is day 1 through 91, is you know, we're gonna do XYZ. We're gonna have a very disciplined focus, and so that's what a boot camp is. It's an accelerated process that you're going to be hyper-focused on one or two areas that will allow you to come out the other side of it being a whole lot better than when you started, all right? Now, the challenge with a boot camp is I can't force it on you, right? Like your manager shouldn't force it on you. Your significant other shouldn't force it on you. It really does have to be you that says, you know what? I want to do this, and this is the reason why I want to go do this. All right. So it's not social pressure. That's why, you know, most of New Year's resolutions don't work. It has to be like, man, this is why I want to go do this. This is the lifestyle change that we're going to do it. All right. Now, the other challenge, talking about the actual 42-day challenge, is you're going to be facing obstacles, right? You're going to get, you know, every single day you're going to have to move in the opposite direction of the world's negative pull. That negative pull could be your own self-doubt, your own self-talk. I don't feel like doing this, right? All that kind of stuff. And so there's going to be sacrifices that you have to make. And I love the whole thought process, the concept. The reward has to be greater than the sacrifice that you're willing to make. So when you think about, okay, well, I want to go do this, right? I'm at A and I want to be at B. And so I'm here. This is where I am right now. And this is where I want to get to. Now, what are the different sacrifices that I'm going to need to make? What are the daily disciplines? What are the daily non-negotiables that I want to go out there and do, right? So obviously I primarily focus on coaching people that are solopreneurs, that are salespeople, whether that's a loan officer, a real estate agent, title rep, right? Or you're just a business owner yourself as a financial advisor. And so when you're thinking about, you know, what are those high value activities? Every single day, there's going to be something that I need to do that moves the needle. Now I love working from a relaxed state. So there are certain holidays that fall on Mondays. And so when everyone else is kind of shutting it down, I can just work from a relaxed state for half the day. And so that's the thought process that I want you to think through to close out the year. As again, I'm not saying you have to work 10, 12, 16 hour days, but I would like you to work 4 to 6 hyper-focused days, maybe work from a relaxed state. And what you're going to find is this might be something that you can carry over with you long term. Now, here's the biggest challenge with any boot camp, with anything that you decide to do, is you go through emotional cycles, right? You start out inspired, but uncomfortable, you know? So thinking about health and wellness, you know, if I'm going to go do an X amount of workouts and, you know, I haven't been working out at all for 3 months and all of a sudden I want to go boot camp and I'm going to work out for 4 hours a day, Well, your body is going to be like, hey, that sounds cool, bro. But after a certain period, after one day, you're going to be so sore that you can't move, all that kind of stuff. And then your emotions and your feelings are going to say, well, you know, the reward's not worth the sacrifice, right? So I do want you to ease into it. And it's going to be uncomfortable at first, for sure. But then things will get easier. Well, here's the biggest challenge. Being a performance coach for the last decade of my life, having a PhD in human performance, the biggest war that we have as human beings is settling into complacency. We get bored easily, right? It's a war of attrition more than anything else. And so that's what's going to start to happen after 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, is you're going to become bored, right? Like the whole expression, if you eat your favorite food every day, eventually you're going to get tired of eating it, no matter how great it is starting out, right? And so I see that happen a lot with a 42-day challenge. All right, so let's break down, what do I want for you in terms of this 42-day challenge? Of course, they are your goals. These are just suggestions that I want to give to you, right? So I try to follow a four-hour workday every single day. So regardless of if tonight I'm going to, I'm here in Indianapolis and the Great Lakes Credit Union Real Estate Network is kicking off with a social, and then speaking tomorrow on Wednesday, November 8, 19th, which is the exact day that this 42-day challenge starts, right? And so I share that with you because I go out tonight, have some cocktails, and then tomorrow is like, oh gosh, I don't feel like doing it, right? So it's that time of the season where we have social pressures. We have a lot going on. And so, you know, you have to stay focused though on the things personally and or professionally that matter the most for you, right? So even talking about personally, you know, if you're, hey, this holiday season, man, I want to be present. I want to have good energy. I want to be there for my loved ones. I want to see them, you know, I want them to see the best side of me, right? So like, in order for me to do that, I have to cut out this, this, and this. So that's really what this exercise, when you're thinking about any challenge, is this is where I want to get to. This is what I want to do. This is the game plan. And then what do I need to cut out, eliminate, reduce in order for me to get there? All right. So I like to spend 1 hour a day, you know, 60 to 90 minutes on my personal development. All right. So I do believe, you know, success in one area doesn't justify failure in another. So, you know, we can have balance. So, you know, whether that's just going, if you're not used to working out whatsoever, you're not taking care of yourself, you know, for the last 3 months again, then, you know, maybe you just start with a daily walk. Hey, I'm going to go for 30 minutes to an hour on a walk. Right. So, you know, this week I've been staying in Indianapolis right along the canal. And so it's a beautiful like 2 mile loop from the place that I'm staying around and back. And so it's just a beautiful walk. And I'm like, man, this is nice. You know, so maybe that's what you're doing. You're going for a 30 to 60 minute walk in your neighborhood, you know, getting your mind right. Maybe while you're doing that, you're listening to a podcast. Maybe while you're doing that, you're doing a gratitude call to one or two of your favorite people. All right. So that's the personal development side of that. And then maybe within there, you're mixing in like, hey, you know what? I know it's going to be a lot of different sweets and, you know, a lot of different foods that maybe I shouldn't be eating during the holiday season. So, you know, maybe it's that one cheat day or whatever it might be. But you're staying focused then on that part of it as well. All right. The second piece then, professional development. Professional development is literally just that. What's the one thing that's going to move me closer to my goals professionally? So if you work in sales, what does that usually mean? It means you need to talk to people, okay? So I know this is nothing earth-shattering. Sales is a numbers game. Sales is a game of probability. But, you know, maybe it is just that. Hey, once a day, I want to have three really good conversations. And it doesn't even have to be with prospects, right? So maybe with prospects, it's warming them up through the holiday season. You know, hey, I hope you have a great holiday. What are you doing? What any kind of plans, right? Is there anything I do to help support you and your business? Right, those kinds of things. But otherwise, it's just going deeper into your existing relationships. So once again, it could be you just supporting your existing relationships at the end of the year. And again, maybe what I would love for all of you to do is create your own event. Hey, I'm going to be doing this client appreciation event on this date. And so it gives you permission. So maybe that's like the one thing, is at some point in December, you know, you're going to do something like that. And then every single day, you're trying to drive attendance and awareness towards that one event. Right. So professional development is truly just that, of like, what are you doing to move yourself closer to your year end goals or your long term goals? Now, there could be other things like projects. You know, it could be something like, hey, I need to get a CRM in place. Hint, hint, accountable CRM. Right. And so, you know, maybe that's part of it. I have my contacts, they're in Excel spreadsheets, they're on sticky notes, they're like all over the place. And so my one thing is, between now and the end of the year, I want to have one central place that I can have my entire database. And so, you know, again, if you are interested in something like that, I would love for you to reach out to us, accountablecrm.com/demo, and we would love to show you what we have for that, right? But that could be the professional development side of this, all right? Professional development could also be you just leveling up, right? So it could be like you're thinking about your pitch. You could be thinking about, you know, your role play, your, you know, what are the top 3 to 5 objections? How am I asking for the business? So it could be actually the skill sets for you as a salesperson, okay? So 1 hour, you know, again, 60 to 90 minutes on your professional development. Then we get into your marketing development. So like literally right now today, this is my one marketing development activity, right? Once a week, I want to record a, you know, 15-minute podcast that I can add value to my database of people, right? Like lead with the heart of a teacher approach. And so I create, you know, it might take me 15 to 30 minutes for me to create the actual content, i.e. what we did here, this outline. And then I have to sit down and record the content, okay? But the thought process here is once a day for 30 minutes, what are you doing to make yourself more attractive as a business owner? That could be, you know, spending 15 to 30 minutes on social media, you know, loving people's comments, hearting on them, sharing them. You know, it could be you actually creating your own content. Hey, these are the most frequently asked questions that we get, right? It could be you doing handwritten notes, postcards, whatever it is, but 30 minutes a day on marketing development activity, right? So again, like 42-day challenge might be, hey, I want to record a 90-second video every single day that I'm going to be able to leverage at some point, right? So maybe that's the one thing is I'm going to finally create that YouTube channel. And then the one thing is I want to like every day, what are the most frequently asked questions that I get? It could be something inspirational. It could be something motivational. It could be tips that you wish you could sell yourself 3 to 5 years ago, right? All those kinds of things. So whenever I'm doing content creation, a lot of the times, like that's how I do it. I'm leading with the heart of a teacher approach. I know I'm not going to make everybody happy. I know this, you know, I know this podcast isn't going to change everybody's life. But I am thinking about, you know, that one person on the other side of this lens, on the other side of this microphone that I can have an impact through a heart of a teacher approach. All right. So go listen to a previous podcast that we did on the Solopreneur Movement on heart of a teacher approach. Okay. But being a person of influence, that's all about your marketing development, right? Money follows attention. It follows activity. It follows circulation. It follows purpose. It follows movement. What are you doing to get more brand awareness? And what are you doing to build up that brand reputation through consistency? And then the fourth time block that I would love for you to follow during this 42-day challenge to close out the year, it goes kind of back to that CRM management, but just your database management. So it could be operational. Hey, I want to work on these different operations, these different systems, you know, so that way I'm more efficient to close out the year and going into next year. I can build a more scalable business. Or it could be like, in my opinion, are you spending 15 to 30 minutes inside of your database management system, making sure that your contacts are organized, making sure that your pipeline is full, making sure that, you know, you have your follow-up and your call to actions in place so that nobody slips through the cracks. You know, it's amazing to me when I go sit down in front of audiences of people, which, you know, like last week I spoke a couple of times in Indiana to realtors, thanks to my friends at Everwise Credit Union. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about were, hey, these are the 5 habits of highly effective salespeople. And almost everybody admits, you know what, I need to get better at my follow-up and my follow-through. Well, that comes back to database management. That comes back to organization. Because most of us in sales, we like to be the flying monkey jumping from idea to idea, branch to branch. And so we need that discipline and that focus on the busy work. Otherwise, it will not get done. All right. So that is my coaching for you on this 42-day challenge, the 4-hour workday. All right. My company is called 90 Day Sales Manager. I've been coaching, you know, anywhere from brand new to the top 1%ers and everywhere in between over the past decade of my life. And what I have truly found is everybody needs a coach in life. Trained always outperform untrained people. You know, we developed an accountability software. We call it Accountable. And it really is like, what is accountability? And this is important talking about your 42-day challenge, right? Accountability is simple, but it's not easy, all right? And so trading short-term comfort for long-term gains. I wrote about this book or in my book called Nexpert. Are you willing to sacrifice short-term pleasures for long-term gains? That is the epitome of what accountability is when opportunities come about, or when distractions come about or obstacles come about, are you going to move in the opposite direction? Are you going to hold yourself accountable to doing the things, especially when you don't feel like doing them? All right. Are you going to hold yourself to a higher standard? Or are you going to make excuses? An excuse is a self-proclaimed opt-out clause as to why you're not doing what it is that you should be doing. All right. So it's okay to say no to things this holiday season that are not going to get you closer to your goals, that are not getting you closer to your personal development, your professional development, your marketing development, and your database and your legacy. All right. So some quick little reminders and one-liners. I said it earlier that the reward must be greater than the sacrifice. I believe this is an old JFK expression. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Right? Like at some point, we have to get tired of talking about our potential. Right? And at some point, it's like, man, I just got to buckle down. I got to lock in. I'm no longer talking about someday. I'm talking about today. All right? So do the work. And you will believe you deserve the success. But I promise you, man, nobody's going to come rescue you. I don't care the market. I don't care the different people in your life. Nobody's coming to rescue you. You have to take ownership. You have to be accountable. You have to be disciplined. You have to do the work. And doing the work, in my opinion, is right now is a great time to lock in and just say, hey, when other people are out partying and playing, it's not to say that I can't do some of those things, but I'm going to lock in. I'm going to stay in rhythm and routine this holiday season. And I promise you, I'm going to come out better, more prepared, with better energy come January 1, rather than when everybody else is limping into the new year, new me, not me, not this year. Man, I'm already ready to go, and I'm already ahead of the curve. So thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. If you are interested in learning more about Accountable or about our 90-Day Sales Manager Coaching Program, please do reach out to us. As I mentioned, you know, now is a great time of the year to do this. We do have a year-end special. So if you sign up for 90-Day Sales Manager in 2026, you will get immediate access to Accountable CRM today at no additional cost, and you have access to our CRM, our accountability software, all the way through the end of 2026. So what you're really paying for is our 90-Day Sales Manager coaching program, but then we're going to give you access all the way through 2026 at no additional cost. So, and we're also extending that offer to where you can literally sign up today and get access all the way through. So please do take advantage of this year-end offer. And if I don't talk to you between now and Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. Go Lions, and then Michigan Wolverines versus Ohio State. Go Blue, right? And then, of course, we lead that right into December and the holiday season. So thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your year.